Thomas Hawk coming to you live. It is 5/21/2020. And here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Now, let me tell you this right off the bat. There's power in the blood of Jesus. There is power in the blood of Jesus. If you are not right with him, if he is not somebody that you have repented of your sins to and asked to come into your heart to be your Savior, if you are not saved by the blood of Jesus, then you need to do that before you do anything, because let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen, we are basically at a state of war. But war no longer is large things and everybody coming across and every ship, this, that, and the other. That is one kind of war. But it is the type of war that I've been telling you about on this program for years. It is, quote-unquote, act of God-type warfare, or fifth-generation-type warfare. Or as the Chinese described it back in the 90s, when their generals wrote their big papers on it, asymmetrical warfare. You do not have to send in an invasion force if you can, in fact, use tectonic weapons or weather weapons, or you can use financial weapons or trade war weapons, or you can put 400,000 spies in U.S. universities and colleges, particularly in the science areas. You can do it the same way by sending cousins over to their uncles who own Chinese restaurants all over the United States. You can have a company that owns the rights to the port and running of the port in Long Beach, California. You can have a company that owns the rights to operating the Panama Canal and the Canal Zone, Hudson Whampoa, which has 120,000 Hudson Whampoa workers working down there on the Panama Canal. You see, there's all kind of ways to do warfare. You can kill more people than were killed in the entire Vietnam War by making sure you release a COVID-19 bug or a SARS-2 virus, all right? Now, of course, there's more to that, I still think, about the Luciferians and destroying the population of planet Earth and all of that. But let me go right to what I'm going to talk about tonight. Last Thursday and Friday, I told you about the fact that there were three submarines, Chinese subs, off the coast up of San Diego. And then we told you that there was at least two. One was sort of sitting closer to Ensenada, in that area of Tijuana, and down to Ensenada. And another was up more out by San Clemente Island and San Nicolas, and that another was out a little farther, maybe out a little farther, sort of in between San Clemente and maybe out past San Nicolas, and that those three then were doing, I told you on Thursday, were doing the tectonic warfare against Tonopah, which is the Area 51 and S4, and that if you look at the vector and the spread, you've got a triangulated thing, and then let me tell you, that then can activate and go through the faults with thumper tectonic-type weapons powered by the big third submarine that came in, all right, with the other two. Now, that's the map I'm looking for right here. Now, the area that is right there, in that area, if you look at it, you'll see all kind of assets. You've got all the naval bases there in San Diego. You got the Marine Corps depot in San Diego. You've got just up the coastline a little bit. Above Oceanside, you got Pendleton, Camp Pendleton Marine Corps. but there's also other assets that are in the area as well. You have the down by the border there, you got a nice little helicopter base that old Captain K might know about. Captain K, I'm going to ask you a question after a bit, so heads up on what you're listening, got your ears on for. You can tell me if you heard anything. But there's also kind of all kind of high-tech companies. And then if you go east of San Diego, you know, or along the border there, you get into a special space communications type preserve, and you get all kind of small little airports. And you also have all of the different Indian reservations and such in the little mountainous areas and that kind of thing, and the arroyos and what have you in the desert to the east there of San Diego and along the border as well. Then if you go on further up into that area and you keep going a little further east, I'm going to call to your attention for those who know. You've got, very interestingly, you've got the Chocolate Mountains, okay? You got the Chocolate Mountains, and then before you get there, you've got a National Parachute Test Range by Westmoreland and Brawley and that kind of area. You've also got then the Chocolate Mountains. And the Chocolate Mountains is supposedly a gunnery range. But my information has always been of them. The Chocolate Mountains have, just like the Panamints up north do and some other places, and, of course, in up there by Tonopah and Area 51 and S4 and all of that, you've got all of the deep underground in the Chocolate Mountains as well. Not always known who's in there, but there's different deep underground bases, just as you have further north, in between, say, L.A. and San Diego, if you got a line in between those two, or let's not say Los Angeles, let's say Long Beach and Imperial Beach, and if you split the difference there, you'd draw a straight line, you'd pretty much go to the northeast up to Tonopah, but you might go through the 29 Palms, or cut the stuff in between 29 Palms and Port Irwin. If you went straight up from Long Beach and Los Angeles, you'd go into Edwards Air Force Base, and you'd have Palmdale, which is where the Skunk Works are and where the TR-3Bs and that kind of stuff has been developed. And then you go up further north of that, and you hit into the China Lake Naval Weapons Center, where we've already seen that has been taken out for the most part. So what the Red Chinese are doing, and I'm going to give you more data and information about it, what the Red Chinese are doing is they used tectonic weapons last week. I told you about a picket line of all kind of different spy planes along the coast, and also Hunter Hawk Marine Corps Hunter Hawk jump jets. I believe that's the F-35 that can jump up and fly like the Dickens. They were on station against the three Chinese subs. They also had ARC-X aircraft, which are specialized ocean floor sensing device type craft with specially crews and that kind of thing. They had air tankers up and all of them. They also had F-18s up, I believe. They also had helicopters of various sorts up all along that line there from, say, San Diego out to San Clemente Island, San Nicolas, and then down protecting against any kind of an impasse or an attack. The possibility that they also were at the ready in case there was a launch from any of the three subs. There was a rumored launch prior to Thursday of last week, a possible rumored launch of something was launched maybe towards sea that got taken out at 35,000 feet. But be that as it may, they played cats and dogs games all weekend after the two shows last week, which Thursday night and Friday night I got knocked off the air both times, if you recall. Didn't get up on the thing, and that's why tonight I couldn't get up again on the Skype item. So that's just to let you know. And, oh, Captain K, give me any kind of info you might have. Let me know if you're hearing anything. Because now last night, or Tuesday night, let's go to Tuesday night. Tuesday night at a certain point in time at O-Dark 30 or whatever, apparently some of the picket line, the U.S. picket line, stood down. I think the ARC-X planes were moved back because they'd already been on station back and forth with specialized crews. In other words, there's not a lot of guys you just put on there to crew them. That may have been up for 2-3 days, and they had to bring them back off the line, or somebody just wanted to go get something to eat for supper and have a beer, you know? But I think it's probably because they had to bring them off the line. Tuesday night, in the O-Dark 30, at that time period, our picket line sort of backed off from the three Chinese subs. And at that precise moment, the Red Chinese did something. I think they used an underwater vehicle, traveling vehicle for their swimmers or whoever, to then hit and come ashore somewhere in between Tijuana and somewhere in between Long Beach. But I think that we had one out there that may have moved some people or may have moved something into Long Beach itself. And another that came ashore somewhere down, you know, either off of Imperial Beach there or somewhere maybe even at Tijuana came across, but or even north going towards La Jolla, Carlsbad, that kind of stuff, Poway, and going through there. I don't know exactly where because yesterday the new picket line or search line, which they were continuously searching the area for any kind of thing, they were looking for somebody on the beaches and inland on the coast. Now, that told us, the deep background people that were looking at this and that I was talking to, we decided that basically that meant that they had gotten different assets ashore. The Chinese did. So for all the good people up there that I know, Captain K, and then further on up into Temecula and Murrieta and different places that are around there, and up further north, there are red Chinese inside the wire. There are red Chinese inside the wire. Okay. Now, last night, somewhere, you know, around this time frame of the evening, we noticed that the search started going further inland. And I'm telling you, the search extended all the way up in the Long Beach and then even out to sea, further south to sea, going down past Ensenada, because apparently the three subs disappeared. Well, now that's kind of interesting, isn't it? And so then the picket line, somebody said, well, where'd they all go? So then they once again sent out RC planes and Poseidons and P-3s and different spy-type asset planes to try to find the subs. They went out further out to sea, to the west, down south, all the different things, and lo and behold, they couldn't find them. But meanwhile, they had aircraft going up and down from Long Beach to San Diego and then doing loops inside, like, you know, 5, 10, 20 miles inside of the beach. They were going around on a racetrack looking for people. And then at a certain point, ladies and gentlemen, last night, and I'm going to tell you, not many people know this stuff, and it's not in the newspapers. There even was a cover story that was a good cover story in a sense, and that had an element of truth. There was a MMA fighter or a wrestler or some big celebrity guy. They were looking for his body, apparently, off of Long Beach and in that area or somewhere or what have you. And I thought, well, what they've done is they've come up with some kind of an idea that would give a reason why they were seeing so many of small spotter aircraft, probably some of the short takeoff and landing, or what the old Vietnam War, you might have had mosquitoes-type aircraft, or, you know, Korean War, even mosquitoes, where they would look for forward control of artillery and that kind of stuff, but small spotter planes, and they were all looking. And then at a certain point, bingo, all of a sudden a helo, like maybe a little bird or maybe something else that had people in it, maybe Chinook or something, started going in. And the transponders on a lot of these are not all working, but you can maybe find out that it's a helo from something, but you don't get whose it is or whatever. And then that went in east of San Diego, going east, and I don't have the exact locale, that I was not given that aspect other than it was in the kind of the mountainous regions like the Vallecinto Mountains and heading towards the Salt Sea up in that area. But somewhere, say between Oceanside, Escondido, and on over, and then also between, say, Imperial Beach and all of that, Nestor and all those places, and go east of there, and that somewhere up in there, there's also that space communication center. Then there's also the little airport, couple little airports or airstrips up in that area. And then you have the Indian reservation. So somewhere in those areas, a helicopter went down, not crashed, but went down to the ground and probably offloaded some people. And we suspect that there might have been some gunplay and maybe a firefight with whatever assets were there, possibly Chinese, that had infiltrated, you know, from the subs with something, probably. Okay? Because we then saw, about a half an hour later, we saw a medical flight helicopter go about to the same place. And I'm just going to say it's out there in the near the Vallecinto Mountains and that kind of area, just up in that area, kind of. Exactly where, we don't exactly know. But, I mean, it was hard to look at it and to figure it out. So that means that quite probably they were bringing something in. Or is it suitcases, suitcase nukes? The new thorium-type mines that we've been hearing about, that Brother Quayle has talked about, different things like that, that could be put into the fault lines, you see. Or something that could be assembled to do something. Then, you know, let's go back a little bit and look at what I told you weeks ago about how we were hearing about Red Chinese submarines were communicating and with messages in Chinese and sometimes in English with 60s music playing in the background, and they were communicating down in the ham bands, okay, down in the ham bands and all of that, and that they were being answered back by people inside the United States speaking in either English or Chinese, but using code. So that has been going on. Now, let me fast forward again to this current standpoint from, say, last Thursday on, and let's go then also to Tuesday night again of this week, when at a certain point in time, the subs, sort of one of them backed off, the one that was further out backed off a little bit, and then people started picking up, signals intelligence people and old-timers in that group, started picking up a 462 megahertz signal that was picked up and identified by somebody in Ventura, California, and also somebody in Palm Springs. Now, if you look at the triangulation and all of that, if you split the distance in between those, you're going right up the gut, just like I told you. If you had a triangle of three ships powering up some kind of bumper devices on the seafloor with a lot of power and then shooting that up straight up the gut, it'd be heading up there towards the Tonopah, which they took out. But it could also be hitting the fault lines, the Ridgecrest fault line, a number of different fault lines, all in that area up there with the thumpers, with tectonic weapons, the earthquake weapons. But now the 462 is more of a command and control frequency. It's not an ELF frequency of boom, 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 boom. It's not that. being pulsed around three sources. It is a more of a command and control communications frequency at the lower end of the upper of the high reaches of the UHF, from what I'm told. And I'm not a ham, so don't hold me to the exact on that. But let me just say this. That could then communicate with other people inside the United States that are Chinese assets. Or, listen to this carefully, it could communicate to devices that have a receiver on them that when this connects, it could activate a certain device, maybe turn on a timer or some kind of a sophisticated switching type system that if they do not hear that frequency periodically, let's say, some, you know, once every 2 days or once every day in that time period, then a countdown might begin as almost as if in a dead hand switch type of a device, where you could then blow devices up and down the line in the fault lines, okay? Or you could blow devices in the Port of Long Beach or in on good old Coronado Avenue somewhere, or good old Coronado Island, you see. Or wherever they want to put them. But that 462 command and control was going up, and it was found by people at Palm Springs and at Ventura. If you go up straight up the deal, in the middle of it, you know, splitting the triangle, so to speak, or the V, then you would head on up, right up to Vegas, and you would pass by, you know, 29 Palms and Port Irwin and all of that kind of stuff. Now, they could have just as easily turned and hit the Chocolate Mountains and what's over there, or what's in that space communications preserve area that's along the border, which I suspect is a NSA post or what have you. But they could also even go over further, and guess what? At the corner over there in Arizona is Yuma. There is a proving ground at Yuma, and that years ago I saw a video and heard tale of the imagery that came, I believe, from the space shuttle when the bomb bay doors were open or whatever, you know, and they were looking out with a camera, and you remember there was like a UFO over there, several of them. Moving, and then all of a sudden a beam comes up from Earth and hits one of them or goes into the passel of the UFOs and they all take off. But maybe that beam hit one of the UFOs. Well, that beam, from my sources back then, a number of years ago, said that allegedly came from Yuma, Arizona, where they're doing the research at. So more ultra-black, above top secret, space type of assets are all in the area. You go all the way up the coast from L.A. on up into above L.A., up by Malibu and the Rocketdyne, all of that stuff. You go out to Palmdale. You go to Tehachapi where the anthill is at. I believe in that north of Grumman's, deep underground. There's also been there, they call it the anthill because they've been reported that there may be, in some cases, even aliens hanging out around there. All around all of that stuff there, you know, the Beardew Mountains, you know, Victorville, the Dry Lakes, all up in there, you know. You're Barstow, and then you got west of Barstow and north of Lancaster, Palmdale. You got Edwards Air Force Base, you know. Then you got China Lake to the northeast of that, which has already been taken out. So, ladies and gentlemen, we are at war with Chinese and the Russians. Because the Russians, I believe, are working the northern section of the West Coast, all right? And that also with weather warfare of what hit the Great Lakes. I saw that this morning that there was a perfectly a pulse coming in from the northwest coast that if you drew the line directly, it hits. And at the same time, after it goes in and moves on the pulse, over the Great Lakes in Michigan area and up in there in the Upper Peninsula and then the parts of Michigan in the Midland and all of that, all of these little white dots appeared in a box-like shape. So that is where the rainfall was that hit Chicago and hit Midland and caused the dams to blow and all of that. So, you see, asymmetrical warfare is causing people to lose billions and trillions of dollars. 100,000 people from, or 90,000 or whatever the count is now from the COVID-19. You cause destruction of the space assets, which is all they fear. Because we do have, we're way out there and we have capabilities, but it's in another entire level above the regular military. It's what I've talked about as the MMV. But as we go into that, let me get back to this command and control, the 462 frequency. Well, it was picked up, but we didn't know where it was going. Now, let's fast forward to this afternoon earlier. Deep background sources report that one of the subs went all the way down the Baja. For you, those of you know, down in that area, you know, anchors up and all that, Pacific Coast, down the Baja on the west coast, you'll see someplace called La Paz. So the sub was down in there, and then here's what happened from there. And it has a cover story, too. But let me just detail it to you. Whatever that sub and or combination of the sub and whatever assets they had in the deep Baja, almost all the way to the tip of the Baja, a near-space platform of communications, spy, satellite-type stuff, receivers, communications, all the different things was launched on a huge balloon. It's HBAL-141, HBAL-141. Now, guess the height that it's at. Well, you don't have to because I'm going to tell you. They're keeping it between about 61,000 and 62,000 feet, high, high up. It is motorized. It is a bigger platform. It's not some little bucket or some kind of little transponder or something. It is a full space platform. It was launched by the Red Chinese, and the company that apparently makes these is involved and owned by the Red Chinese corporations, but then has ties, allegedly has ties to Google, allegedly ties to Google, okay? Now, what this could do, and this is an act of war in a sense, this then puts up over that area from the Baja, and it is going north by northeast on the other side of the Baja Peninsula and going up over Mexico. Now, let me see if I can get the Mexican map out here real quick, because I was given a name that it might be close to. So I've got to see what that might be and see where that's at and see where it's heading. But if you look at La Paz, and it got taken off up there, and then, let's see. It was over at the time a little while ago, headed north by northeast from La Paz, almost due north, actually. And that is Ciudad Obregón. Ciudad Obregón, just sort of southeast of Hermosillo, and southwest of Chihuahua, okay? So now it's heading kind of straight up the pike. Well, guess what they could see up there? They could see Arizona, New Mexico, Southern California, and parts of Texas. Now, what have you got in Texas? You got Pantex. You got all the air bases. You got, you know, Fort Hood. You got all of that kind of stuff. So they get at 62,000 feet. They have good line of sight communications, and it can act as a repeater and send messages all the way to China, send them to any of the Chinese subs. All they got to do is put up a little buoy or something and pick it up. It could then communicate with anybody of the Chinese agents or commandos inside the United States or in Mexico, because we have Chinese assets, red Chinese assets in Mexico, as you recall. Remember, Brother Quayle had information about trucks going down there, loaded fully with groceries, the white trucks, the stuff coming in, probably with the UN white. And then I've told you about how a lot of those trucks were used to be going into southern Missouri, taking food into there. I don't know if that's where they came from, but they were sure back during Obama's era were taking food across the border into a Chinese who were living in a certain area, living in a certain area where it was like a new subdivision down there. And they had brand-new houses, and they had Chinese troops and armor and different stuff in there. And they were living there, and they were guarded by federales and Mexican troops, Mexican army, and that had an old Texas buddy down there, old friend down in Texas. An old captain, an old Texas captain, who sent a friend of his down in there, who lived down in there, and found him. And I reported that probably in 2005, I guess, maybe 2004, something like that. Anyway, probably 2005, late 2004. So I've been on this, looking at it for a while, and we've been telling you for a couple weeks now about this. And since prior to that, we've been telling you about how the Chinese, that they like the 60s music and surf music and all that kind of stuff. Remember I told you about the red Chinese officer down in Berea, Kentucky, the head officer, you know, when they were down there in the caves, most likely collecting coronavirus crap from SARS from the bats down there, or trying recombinations that are up there, and how the old river pirate and his wife were there, and they eyeballed him. And you remember the head officer had the, like the Ron John Surf Shop out of California, or some kind of surf shop out of California. You know, it makes you think about, you know, bird is the word. Don't you know about the bird? Everybody knows that the bird is a word. Well, Bird used to shape surfboards, didn't he? Yeah, Bird used to shape surfboards out there. I don't know what shop he used to do it at, but he used to shape the surfboards. He was the word. Anyway, this guy had one of them Ron John surf shops or something, shirts on in Berea, Kentucky. And then when the evil eye security man of that crew, after the river pirate saw him, the next day the river pirate went home and went north out of Berea, going back to where he lived. And then by that night, he and his wife came down with a huge upper respiratory type infection, and the river pirate had to go to the hospital and was in severe distress and what have you with the upper respiratory infections and other effects it had on his body and on his nervous system and everything. So was that a precursor? Was that SARS 1.5 about 2007? Okay. Because that was the red Chinese same damn team that probably is involved with the Wuhan crew and the guy that went also to Australia and all that, the Batwoman and all those kind of people who were then in league with Fauci, who then provided from NIH allegedly $3.7 million 1 year to develop the vaccine or develop the culture of this new SARS virus or coronavirus that had a portion of the HIV virus grafted onto it. Well, that would make it easier to get, wouldn't it? Ladies and gentlemen, we're at war. Now, this command and control signal, the 462, now they've got a permanent at 62,000 to 62,000 feet, HBAL 141, but that transponder will probably be turned off at some point. Or they could leave it on, and then people would say, oh, that's just one of those Google balloons that's helping the little children in Mexico or something, you know, providing 5G to everybody in the Mexican mountains or what have you, you see. But that ain't what it is at all, because it was launched in conjunction with the Red Chinese sub. And that is a command and control communications near space platform that's pretty much stationary if they want it to be. And it has the look down capability with high resolution cameras, just like a spy satellite, and communication ability, and the ability to listen to all of the military communications or hack into computers, et cetera, of the military, or to intercept as military craft fly back and forth, or ships go out to sea and come back from the ocean into, you know, the naval station there in San Diego, or even up further by Long Beach. All right. They have the capability then of looking at that from up above and intercepting all the calls and all the radio traffic and all of the stuff. So, ladies and gentlemen, that is a command and control satellite in a sense, but it's not a satellite. It's a balloon that is sitting up there at about 61,000 to 62,000 feet. And then there's not a lot of wind up there, and then they can move it with an engine or a motor and move it, you know, and it moves at a pretty good clip and with no headwind to buck or whatever at that place, or at that altitude, or it's near space. You can move it pretty good clip and get it somewhere. Now, we think it's heading up towards the Texas border area, but probably stay in Mexico. But if it goes, you can then see all the Texas and all of that stuff. The base is there. You can see the Texas Gulf Coast, you know, because you're up at 62,000 feet. You can look down. You direct the camera in the proper spot, you can see it all. And then you can also see California, Arizona, the whole nine yards, and as well the up there by the Tonopah and all of that, Area 51. So they're trying to take out the space assets, but they also don't have the ability to also do that signal down to whatever suitcases, quote-unquote, or boxes of bad dragon eggs, whatever you want to call them, or thorium mines or whatever you want to call them, that might be placed in key positions along various fault lines of Southern California and up into Central California, maybe up to Northern California. Now, I know Brother Quayle has had some information about the Russians being up north, and then in the past, you remember on Thursday night, I told you looking at the Mimic that they were doing a scalar attack that was coming in through Northern California, and then I said it was probably the Russians, and that took place after that submarine incident off the coast up there, remember? Off the coast of Alaska. And then I said they're hitting something with the tectonic weapon, and the next day, China Lake blew the kingdom come underneath the ground. They say a billion damage upstairs, you know, but I've heard that as much as 50 billion down below was destroyed. That was a major weapons and all kind of development of above top secret high tech stuff. And then if you got just over by Edwards and down south of it, you know, but near the Ridgecrest Fault, you see, you got Palmdale. Palmdale's the Skunk Works. Then you go over a little bit, you got Tehachapi, right? Tehachapi over there, and then that is the Anthill, and then you got all up and down the coast, you got all kind of high-tech stuff in the L.A. and Orange County all the way up and down, and then you go on up into the different ones, and like I say, you've got all that asset to look at and can hit. But they also, if they have commando groups or saboteur groups, and those could be also people they've hired. Let's say maybe they're in league with some of the Arabs, all right? And maybe they sent somebody towards the gate this morning at Corpus Christi Naval Station. They stormed the gate and that the guard shot them. And that's good to know that they've got that locked down. I know I've heard about different bases like Wright-Patt. It's locked tighter than a tick. And I think others are too, and they should be. Because the game is afoot, chillin'. The game is afoot, my dear Watson, all right? And you need to govern yourself in that way. But people start saying, well, I don't understand, Hawke. Where are the boats hitting the beaches with Chinese with bayonets coming ashore and wading through like D-Day, you know, on the coast? Well, they don't have to. They're already here. If they can blow the fault lines, or if they can launch a hypersonic weapon, okay, from a sub that was no more than 15, 20 miles off our coastline, they could have hit anything up and down here within 5 minutes with big power on the nuke. They could put neutrons on them. And they just take out all the people and leave the ranchos and leave the buildings and, you know, leave the dams and all of the stuff and the roads and the crops, and they could just walk right in. Now, maybe the Red Chinese have got a certain section of the California girls along the beaches there. They've decided to wall up a certain area so they could come in and pick up the ones they've already identified on Facebook to be their girlfriends, okay? That's how far ahead they are. But I would look out right now and be on the lookout in, I would say, the Indian Reservation areas, you know, and you know what they are if you're out in that area. There's about four or five different reservations, you know, from Oceanside East, Carlsbad East, and Escondido East, San Diego East. And as you go up towards the Salton Sea, that seemed to be where the action was at up in there, you know? Not far from Coachella and Indio and stuff up above it up there. Palm Springs, the Joshua Tree National Forest, and then the Chocolate Mountains, which also has high tech, and then Yuma along the thing. So I've belabored that a bit. To burn it in on you, we're at war. And then, you know, Scuttlebutt says that maybe the financials and the stock markets are going to get kept going and kept everything rolling with what, and most people don't know about this. This is from the old days in the 80s. But in the 80s, information about something called the Plunge Protection Team, okay? The Plunge Protection Team. Back then, used to prop the stock market up after the big collapse, the October collapse, or the October surprise, or whatever it was back then. But people today don't even know that it exists. They give the money to the money center banks, you see, and then they buy the stock market and prop it up. And then the Fed can do it, and they can all do it. Because the Fed is a private bank that happens to issue the currency. So now, ladies and gentlemen, let me just say this. You want to keep old Hawk in the game? I hope you do. Anything is most needed and appreciated, and I'm trying to get you as apprised of what's really going on as best I can. And so if they had a little firefight, then that means that there are Red Chinese Commando inside the wire. Red Chinese Commando inside the wire. I'm thinking about my buddy there in by Imperial Beach on the Coronado Avenue down in that area. Thinking about up there in Temecula and also in Murrieta, you know. Thinking about people in Topanga Canyon and up a little further in the Paradise Valley or Paradise area and all of that. And on up the old stagecoach stop. You want to keep old Hawk in the game? Keep him fighting against the Lucy and banging the Lucy upside the head with the ball bat with the Louisville slugger. Anything is most needed and welcome. Federal Reserve note, piece of gold, piece of silver, silver dime, silver quarter, silver dollar, whatever. Check or money order. If you send a money order, make sure you fill out your name or whatever name you have and your and an address so that it can be cashed. If they don't have that, you can't do it. And then I'm not going to put something in there and not knowing what it is. You can send it to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And also, ladies and gentlemen, if you'll go to Steve Quayle, Q-U-A-Y-L-E.com, stevequayle.com, and you can click on and you can get the DVDs from the recent Catastrophes series, the live streaming thing was done, and order those and get the vital information about what's happened in the past, what's happening now, and what's going to happen in the very near future. And then you can also call Steve Quayle's office, 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840. You'll either get Steve or his son Tyler or an extremely capable manager and a good friend and buddy of mine, Daryl, will be on the other end of the line, and you tell him old Hawk sent you if you want to get gold or silver or platinum or palladium, if you want to order the DVDs, if you want to order some of the books that Steve's got. I know he's got specials, like two-for-one specials with The Premise of the Promise and another book combined with it. Get some of those and keep them, because at some point the computers are going to be gone. All of that will be gone, but you still might be able to have the DVDs and run them on a computer without getting online. Or you have the books, then you'll be able to preserve the books and the information to understand what is going to come upon this earth. And Brother Quayle's done a lot. Now, tomorrow night, Brother Steve Quayle will be right on this show tomorrow night. Friday night show. You better tune into it. It'll be Friday night, 5/22/2020. And so tell everybody that Steve Quayle will be on with me tomorrow night as my guest. And we'll get some more information, whatever he's got going. I know he's hearing stuff about Northern California. I would also tell you, remember when I talked to you about the F-22 and how out of Eglin and how Navarre Beach, how a few years back we saw the two helicopters and they flew into the green fog, and how we tracked all of those electronic warfare takedowns of all of those ships and also the fighter jets coming out of South Carolina that went down in the Georgia woods. Remember that one? And then the two helicopters off Navarre Beach, which is very near to Eglin Air Force Base in Florida, and how they flew, according to what is sort of into a green fog. One of them was able to put the power on and pull out. The other one got taken down and crashed it into the surf, into the water, and it blew up or whatever, you know, and all of that. And so there is activity there that also hit the F-22 Raptor, which is pretty sophisticated, back a week or so ago. And then since then, there's been another one, apparently an F-35 somewhere down in there got taken out by and crashed. And that's an electronic warfare takeout as well. I've also heard, ladies and gentlemen, also heard from somebody down in the area, not too far from, I call it Dillybird, MacDill Air Force Base in Florida, outside of Tampa there, which has got a lot of the major commands there. You know, I think, Southern Command and Africa Command and all of that is there. But that group at night in that area, talking to somebody down there, they say awoke at night, they were severely agitated, and they felt like the air was electric, you know, electricity all in the air in the house, and not a cheap house or something like that, a nice home in a suburban area, and that they, you know, there was like like the effects of you were near too close to a high power line or a or to an RF source, like a you know, maybe a giant radio antenna was down the street from the radio station or something like that. Where you get too close to that, you get a little confused in the head. You might have a slight headache. You could be agitated. You could have, like, your skin could be cooking. It's almost like you're sitting in a microwave or something. And what's funny is he stayed up the rest of the night trying to figure it out. He turned off his computer, turned off, made sure the TV and all that was off and not, you know, broadcasting something. And then in the morning, none of that. During the daytime, none of it, and it turns on at night. So is MacDill putting up a Tesla dome over it to protect it from incoming? Perhaps they're doing that. Or if MacDill doesn't know it, perhaps the Red Chinese or the Russians are off there in the Gulf, and they're popping stuff into that area, high-powered scalar stuff or electronic warfare stuff at them. Perhaps to grab their nets and to take all their comms and to get into their computers. So either way, it could be either way. But there's stuff going on now like this, stuff going on everywhere. The food in certain areas is not bad. I told you last week in my area, I went to the store, I went Monday again. Four butchers working in the store, all the meat you can have and want, okay? And that's probably because they're going to local sources for it. In Ohio, North Carolina, various places east of Mississippi, where Kroger tends to be dominant and Walmart tends to be more dominant as well, the meat is spotty and doesn't exist very much. And then the canned goods, a lot of the chunky soups and stuff are out of stock, and a lot of things are out of stock. And then Lady J has been up looking in all the different grocery stores along the Blue Ridge and all of that, Carolinas and Tennessee, and looking in different places. She's looking for canning goods. She's going to Walmarts and then Tractor Supply and all kind of different places, hardware stores, grocery stores. And there's hardly any canning jars and lids available. They're running out of them. There's a total shortage. If you have an opportunity and you want canning jars and canning goods and the lids and all the good stuff, you better go buy what you can get and start to put them back. And if you don't even use them this year, if you want them for the future, you better go get them because they're disappearing now like other things we talked to you about. Just like the freeze-dried food and the dehydrated food start to disappear. Well, I'm telling you to go out and get whatever that you can get at Cabela's, Bass Pro, and get whatever you can get. Ready-made resources, Nitro Pack, Emergency Essential, all kind of different places to get it. Wise, you know, different places you can contact Steve Quayle. I believe they have some that they represent up there through SafeTrek. And Steve at one time was one of the largest, probably the second largest freeze-dried maker in the United States. He had his own plant there in Montana, but that was been years ago, but used to make it for SafeTrek. Anyway, New Man, I believe, is what they represent up there. So consequently, you need to continue to prepare, and you need to think about that we're already at war. The Red Chinese, or, you know, or the Luciferians, however you want to look at it, have killed almost 100,000 now in the United States. That's, you know, at 54,000, you know, and killed in Vietnam, we're already way beyond that, and that's just in a few months, okay? So they do want to take the population down to 80 to 90% of what it is now. The Luciferians do. I've read that to you so many times. So you need to figure out a way to endure until the end, like Lord Jesus tells you to do in Matthew 24. Okay? You then endure till the end, the same shall be saved. Okay? So prepare methodically from your list. Water purification, food, firearms, medical supplies, nuclear, biological, chemical protection. If you still have an opportunity to get some of that as more of the what we call the PPE becomes available, you might want to get the military style gas mask and the Tyvek F suit and the full Magilla, not just the N95 or the N100 mask, but you may want to get the full amount of the PPE to a certain degree. And you can even get a heavier duty ones than what they're showing on the television in the hospitals. But at the very least, pick up anything you can get. You may still be able to get some N95 masks again or N100s. Look for N100 masks. Because the more that comes out on the market, you might be able to find it. But if not, look, go to approvedgasmask.com and see what they got in stock and take advantage of it. Get the Tyvek F suit or higher quality than that. Up into the CFP 2, 3s, et cetera, where there are also chemical protection, okay? That's chemical protection factor. Because you never know what the Chinese might be getting ready to launch. All right? They can launch chemical weapons inside the United States, too, as well as biological. But apparently, according to Brother Quayle and I were talking a little bit this afternoon, that the money is going to be kept carried. They're going to carry the money maybe into sometime after June or into July. And maybe after July 15th, maybe it could be a possibility the stuff starts to go bye-bye on the stock market, the bond markets, and all of that stuff. And if that stuff goes like that, and we've got the unemployment rate we've got now, 40 million, probably more, closer to 50 million, probably, plus all of the small businesses, maybe at least a third, maybe up to 40, 50% of the small businesses will not come back. Don't go into there this period of night without a fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family against evil. Stand for your property, your Bill of Rights. Put on the full armor of God and then put on your own body armor. Sharpen your key bars and load the mag. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high tech to strike blows against the Luciferians. Bendigo Rangers, I know you're ready. And Mickey Lapua, buddy, stay on the optics and squeeze that trigger, Mickey. Steve Quayle tomorrow night. Good night, ladies and gentlemen.